عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا قام أحدكم من مجلس ثم رجع إليه فهو أحق به رواه مسلم. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if any of you gets up from his place and then returns to it, he is most entitled to it. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if any of you gets up from his place and then returns to it, he is most entitled to it. So a person comes to the masjid and then he sat here and he sat at a place. And then he had to go to wuzu. Yeah, he had to answer a phone call, so he went out of the masjid, out of this door. Now, when he returns, he's most ahaq for that place. Understand? And what a person should do, he should leave a sign of his. He should put his hat, he should put his miswak, he should put his shawl, he should put something there. So nowadays we have musalla, you put your salat on. So that's your sign there. But remember, it doesn't mean you come at Fajr and Isha till Isha, that's your place. It means you came to the masjid, yeah, you were in a bayan, you're listening to a speech of a sheikh or something, half an hour passed and you have to go to a washroom. And then you return, then that's your majlis. Or you're in a jalsa or something. So that's it. Doesn't mean that from one salat to the other salat, you put your musalla there, that's your spot. Otherwise, nobody will get any other spot. Everybody will be reserved. There's no such thing as reserved in the masjid or in a public place. So in a public place, when you go out, and you were in the majlis, then you're most deserving it. To such extent that if you left something, somebody sits there, you can take him out from the hadith. You can tell him that I was sitting here. No need to argue. If he doesn't understand the hadith, then it's no use to argue. You can sit somewhere else. But that shows that you have the right to feel upset that this person done wrong. Because he doesn't understand the hadith. He should understand the hadith because Rasulullah said something. Rasulullah has given you the help. This is all to join hearts, so nobody feels upset. Like if a person came and he sat here for 1 hour, and he had to go to the washroom, and then he wants to sit back here, and somebody comes and takes his place, how will he feel? Allah, you go to